Well, our final guest this morning is representing LifeBridge Community Services. I'm so pleased to welcome Edith Boyle, President and CEO to the For the People family. As we said during our introduction, during these uncertain times and with the holidays quickly approaching and a new year, we wanted to highlight behavioral health resources that may be helpful to the community. So Edith Boyle is with us. And LifeBridge Community Services, if you don't know about it, is a trusted nonprofit that's been serving the greater Bridgeport area for 175 years. With the recent expansion, we're going to hear more about the services that are being offered and how families can access them. But speaking of accessing important information, we first want to tell you that in recognition of Diabetes Awareness Month, this month, the Griffin Center for Healthy Living is helping individuals understand how to manage or prevent the condition of diabetes with a free cooking demonstration. That class, Healthy Eating for Diabetes, is going to happen Tuesday, November 25th from 5 to 6:15 at the Griffin Center for Healthy Living Teaching Kitchen at Quarry Walk in Oxford. You can join Griffin Health Chef Mike Rizzo. He's going to lead a cooking demonstration of spaghetti squash stir fry with chicken and vegetables. This event is free, but seating is limited and reservations are required. To register or learn more about other programs, you can visit griffinhealth.org/healthynutritionfordiabetes. The spaghetti squash stir fry with chicken and vegetables, Edith. That sounds good. I'm ready for lunch.
Me too.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us on the program. I have either talked to you or one of your designees a couple of times before, because I remember making the mistake of saying, of describing you guys as a recent newcomer to the greater Bridgeport Human Services scene. and being rightfully corrected that you guys have you're moving steadily toward your bicentennial of service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Yeah, you mentioned it. We've been in the community 175 years, but obviously our services have evolved over time. We've been working in the mental and behavioral health space though for about 30 years.
That's great. Well, we have been hearing that LifeBridge's primary focus has been behavioral health. How has that looked to you, and how has your organization kind of stayed with or ahead of the game and the needs that the community is requiring from LifeBridge over those past three decades?
Yeah. Well, we know that access is a significant issue really everywhere for mental and behavioral health, but it's so pronounced in Bridgeport, greater Bridgeport region, because it's a designated as a federally designated mental health professional shortage area. Mm. So per capita, there just isn't enough resources to meet the need. We screen every child that comes to LifeBridge to get an idea of what they've experienced, trauma, or adverse experiences in their life. And last year, 53% of the kids that we screened had experienced six or more traumatic events. And 91% of those had significant PTSD symptoms. So we know that the need is so incredibly substantial. So to meet the need, both on the access side and ensuring, that we're providing quality care that's actually helping people get better, it's important that we are staying on top of and abreast of the latest research, the latest evidence-based interventions to treat trauma as those interventions become available. And one way we do that is we're a member of the National Child Traumatic Stress Network. So we get access to, a lot of knowledge and a lot of professional development for clinicians to be able to meet the need. Another way that we meet the need, John, is we've expanded. We recently completed a renovation of our space in Bridgeport so that we can hire double the amount of clinicians that we had and also serve double the amount of clients. So we have space. We do not have a waiting list. If, you know, we serve children and adults, so ages 6 and older, but we're available. And you can do a self-referral, or you can refer somebody else. If you're a provider or a service provider in the community and you want to put in a referral for somebody else, you simply just go to our website, lifebridgect.org, and we get back to you within 24 to 48 hours to schedule.
Yeah. You guys have also done a great job in being able to address individuals who may not only be having a temporary or short-term period of stress, anxiety, or other kind of onset mental health issues. You're also very much equipped to address folks that have multiple diagnoses, including those who may be fighting hard to maintain sobriety or to be survivors of addiction.
Absolutely. We are licensed with the state to provide outpatient psychiatric services for children and adults, and we're also licensed to provide outpatient substance use treatment for children and adults. And so our clinicians are equipped to treat co-occurring disorders, and which are very prevalent, to your point, very common. And, you know, while many of us, you know, may access treatment for acute needs, many of our clients have more long-term. I mean, they're still living in their traumas or still living in those adverse conditions of, you know, poverty, living in adverse conditions of neighborhood violence. And so, you know, having access, whether it's short-term or longer-term, is so critical to their well-being. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and given that point and the fact that you're located in Bridgeport, there may be an assumption among folks who learn about you or listen that you are really there to serve the folks who are most fragile or challenged in the Bridgeport community. But you're really kind of a best kept secret in places like, you know, Fairfield, Reading, Weston, Monroe, even up to Stratford and maybe into the lower Naugatuck Valley, right?
Yep, absolutely. We do serve greater Bridgeport. You know, I'm a mental health clinician myself, John. I'm an LCSW. And so I think that's an advantage I have as a leader, in that I know what good care looks like. And I want to make sure we're providing the best care possible. And regardless of who you are, just like we all need access to physical health, primary care providers, pediatricians, you name it, we all need access to ensure our mental well-being is also doing well. And so by serving Greater Bridgeport, you know, something we've learned is most sites, we reach our capacity in terms of space. There's only so many offices you have, which means there's only so many clinicians that you can hire. So something that we've been trying to do, and a strategy that we've really focused on to improve access for everyone in all those towns that you just mentioned, is through partnerships at satellite sites. So for example, we partnered with Pediatric Healthcare Associates. The PHA is one of the largest pediatric practices in Fairfield County, and they have 4 sites, soon to be 5. They provide pediatric care to kids, but they've always had a challenge finding, you know, how do we get our patients when they're needing mental health support, ensuring that families get access to that. And so we have partnered to place a LifeBridge clinician in their office. They are stationed there. They see patients at their offices. We just placed our first in Stratford. And next week, the second office placement starts in Fairfield. So we'll have a clinician in the PHA Fairfield office, and we'll just continue to keep adding to those locations. And we're always looking for partnerships. If there are other sites, you know, one thing we do well is run an operation, a behavioral health operations business organization, and we know our stuff. And let us do what we do well, you do what you do well, and the key is the trusting partnership, right?
Yes.
We're also in Bridgeport Public Schools.
Yeah, I was going to just say, among which is the potent partnership that you enjoy with school districts.
Yeah, so Bridgeport Public Schools, again, we've developed such a strong relationship, and I have to give kudos to Bridgeport Public Schools leadership there. Interim superintendent and principals are working really hard to improve conditions and make sure that those supportive services are in place for their students. And so we're now have clinicians in three of the public high schools, and also providing some other mental health preventive services there. But, you know, again, we're open to partnerships. If you are a school, or you are, whether you're in healthcare or otherwise, if you're a site where you think mental health services would really benefit those you serve and the population you serve, give us a call and we can have a conversation whether that partnership makes sense.
Yeah.
But this is how we improve access together, right?
Yes. It's also a good transition to remind folks, as you mentioned earlier in the program, to some extent, the greater Bridgeport region is in a little bit of a therapist and support service kind of desert to some extent in terms of the number of professionals able to provide services versus those who are asking for it or need it. So I think it's really important in the last 3 or 4 minutes that we have with you, Edith, is to remind professionals or aspiring professionals what resources or trainings you offer for folks who are in your line of work.
Yes, absolutely. We want to be part, LifeBridge specifically wants to be part of the workforce solution. And one way that we do that is we have amazing clinical supervisors. So we've partnered with local universities to accept interns, you know, these up and coming mental health professionals, because not only do they get excellent experience at LifeBridge and professional development, but we hope that they will want to serve in the community once they're ready to start their career. And so that's one way, you know, that we contribute. So if you are at a university and you're looking for an internship placement, please give us a call. And whether they stay with LifeBridge or they go on to serve at another site in the greater Bridgeport region, wonderful, right? We're helping the workforce improve, whether it's with us or somebody else. So that's one way that we're doing it. We also offer
doesn't matter which pool the lifeguard is at, right? It's the lifeguard that we need.
That's a great example. For sure. Yeah. You know, another thing that we offer free to the community and to those in the workforce is we provide training on the community resiliency model. It's called CREM training. And this training helps all of us understand how the human body responds to stress and what we can do to help manage that better. Because in this field, you know, whether you're obviously there's a lot of stress just generally for everyone. Yep. Stress is higher in communities like Bridgeport just because of the lack of resources and sometimes the conditions around poverty. But when you're in the field of mental health, you are predisposed to vicarious trauma. You know, you're working with others' trauma all day long, and it can start to impact you. And so we started offering this evidence-based training because it equips clinicians and other professionals, teachers, with the tools to help take care of themselves when you're working with, you know, populations who have had some serious circumstances that could start to affect you and your own well-being.
Very good. In the last 20 or 30 seconds I can give you, Edith, leave us with the one message you want listeners to take away today.
Well, you had mentioned we're going into the holidays, and I think, you know, something we forget about Thanksgiving, Christmas, these times of year that most of us look forward to, it's also a difficult time for a lot of people. And I would say not just because of finances and the pressure to buy gifts and all of that, but, you know, it gets colder, it's harder for people to heat their homes. And frankly, a lot of people have lost loved ones. You know, you may be a child whose parent is incarcerated, or who have lost somebody that you love. And keeping that in mind, that, folk, you know, holidays aren't easy for everyone. And it becomes even more important that people get access to the mental and behavioral health support that they might need.
Well, we hope this conversation will enlighten them and drive them to the resources that you and your team provide at LifeBridge Community Services. LifeBridgeCT.org is where you could start to learn more. This organization is committed to addressing the complex mental health and wellness challenges faced by youth, adults, and families in the greater Bridgeport area. They provide trauma-informed services, as you heard, and also promote collaboration and shared learning to maximize their impact, not only among aspiring and fellow professionals, but among community members as well. We hope you'll get to know LifeBridge Community Services better. LifeBridgeCT.org. Their president and CEO, Edith Boyle, has been our guest this morning. Edith, thank you so much for the information. Our best to you and your entire team today and through the holidays, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.